welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name is Mike, and this week I'm joined by somebody that I know I've probably met her out running local Hampton Roads races and stuff, but I keep on seeing her pop up in my Instagram feed, and she's just got this vibe that is just out of this world that I just love. And so I finally connected with her and I asked her if she'd come on. So let's bring in Brittany James. Brittany, you ready to go for a little run?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, Brittany, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you, family? Where are you from? All that good stuff.
Yeah, my name is Brittany James. I am originally from Oregon, but I am a Navy spouse. So we've moved around a lot. We currently live in Virginia. I have four kids. I homeschool. I like to do a little hobby farming on the side. And I really love to run. Running and my faith are probably the two most important things in my life right now.
That is awesome. So how old are your four kids?
I have a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, an almost 11-year-old, and then I have a 7-year-old. So I kind of do a little bit of all of it, the older kids and the little ones.
And you homeschool all of them?
I do. I'm getting ready to graduate my oldest, and I've been homeschooling her since she was in kindergarten. So it's been a long journey for both of us, but she's almost done.
That's awesome. And so Oregon to Virginia, and sounds like many places in between. So what's kind of been your favorite duty station so far?
You know, I can't really say one in particular. They've all taught me something different that I carry with me to this day.
That's
you know,
awesome.
each one has had its highs and lows, but each one has been an experience that has taught me a lot.
Cool. And how many years has your husband been serving our country?
20 years. He actually
Wow.
just celebrated 20 years on September 6th, and we have a couple years left.
Awesome. That's so exciting. Cool. So let's kind of jump into your running. Have you always been a runner?
I have. I ran a lot in high school. And then towards my end of my high school, I always wanted to be a firefighter. My dad is a firefighter. And I started training to be a wildland firefighter. So I actually started running to train for that. Yeah. And I did that for a summer. I worked for the Forest Service, and that's kind of what jumped me into it.
Wow. And that's not easy training. My wife and I lived in Wyoming for a while, and I knew a couple of the wildland firefighters. And man, that's stout stuff right there.
It is. It's tough. It's long, long, long days and hours. And it's a physical job, and it's in the woods, so you're hiking a lot.
Yep, and up and down mountains, because that's where forest fires are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Packing your
awesome.
Gear.
Yeah, no kidding. So what part of Oregon are you originally from?
Mount Hood. I live near the mountain. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's some gorgeous running country right there, man.
Beautiful. I actually really miss it a lot. Virginia has beautiful mountains, but they are not quite the hills of the Pacific Northwest.
Now, in your running journey, have you kind of settled on, is there a favorite distance of yours?
You know, I just love running, so I love every distance, but I have in recent years really fallen in love with the ultra, any ultra distance. I really love a good, solid 50K.
Okay. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw you completed JFK. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you so much. Yeah, I did that in November of 2024. And that was an incredible time.
That's an amazing race in its own right. One of the historic ones. Cool. So 50K. Now, what are some of the local Hampton Roads 50Ks that you've run?
I really love the Mel Williams Memorial Race. I ran that last year also, actually right after JFK. And I love that race because I love the trails. You know, the tide comes in, you get to cross water. Like, it has a little bit of everything. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. And have you run Long Creek yet?
I have. I did Long Creek. That is actually in the same place as Mel Williams. So I loved that race too.
Yeah.
Obviously, the trail was a little different, but yeah, that's an incredible race. And they did such a good job organizing it. They did a really good job. I like that race also.
Yeah, Mark does a great job organizing races.
Absolutely. Every race I've ever been to that he has done has been very well organized, very well run. And just the vibes are so great. Like, you just can't help but have a great time.
Yeah. Have you looked into the Haunts and Hallows half marathon?
Oh, yes, I want to do that. That's on my list too. It's funny because we are Navy, so we've moved a lot. So every time I go somewhere new, I like make a list of all the races that I have to do before I leave that area.
Well, Brian Million, he's a good friend, and he's an incredible race director. So, yeah, highly encourage if you get a chance to run that one.
Maybe I'll have to show up this year. I've seen the ad pop up a few times and it's very tempting.
Yeah, jump in. There's still room. Brian puts on a fantastic race, and all of his volunteers are just incredible people also. Well, let's jump into something that the thing that really has caught my eye about your Instagram, and that is your boldness and just your refreshing take on your walk of faith.
Thank you. I have felt called to share that with everyone, just to bring a little joy and happiness back into people's lives, and doing so by spreading the good news of Jesus.
That is awesome. So now, how do the two passions you have in life, the running and the faith, how have you seen these interconnect and intertwine?
I have really felt a connection to God out in nature, out in his creation, and in the beauty of all the things he's made. So I enjoy being out on the trail and just being able to see his beauty literally everywhere I look. And then, he gives us a lot of encouragement in the Bible about how to keep going and how to have endurance and how to do all these things. And I really always fall back to that, especially in long distance races where, it's 2 a.m. and you're struggling to keep your eyes open. I just talk to him and I reflect back on all the things he's told us, told me, and it gives me the ability to keep moving, just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And just the stillness of being out on the trail and being able to chat with God and just, it's just the two of us out there, like that really can't be beat. So
I tell people all the time, my quiet time, my best quiet time is when I step outside early in the morning and I go for a run and I see all the stars in the sky. And it's like, how can you not believe and a God who created the universe and who wants the best for me if I'm just willing to submit my life to him.
you hit the nail on the head with that. Yep. It's all around us. It's all around us. All we have to do is look at it and we can
Yeah.
see him.
That was awesome. So you've been around the country and everything, so you've got to see a lot of stuff out on runs. What are some of the places that you've run races, and what are some of the races that you've run that aren't Hampton Roads?
I ran a lot of races in my home state in Oregon. And I love those obviously because it's my home and where I love, but just being out in the mountains. And then we lived in Southern California, so I got to run all of the mountains in SoCal. They have some incredible trail
Wow.
races down there that are just beautiful views of the ocean and the sky. It's just stunning.
Yeah.
But just kind of all over the place. Let's see, I've ran a few races in Washington State. We lived there for a little while, so I've ran some trail races. My first ever trail race was actually in 2013, and it was a half marathon in Washington State. But yeah, I've kind of ran all over the place.
So, do you have a dream race that if you could get into it, it would just be awesome?
I used to always want to run Boston, back in my younger years when I was like, going for speed. But nowadays, that's not so high on my list anymore, just because my running has kind of gone a different direction and my entire platform has kind of gone a different direction. And I found my love in ultra running. So, someday if I get to run Boston, that would be awesome. If I don't, I'm okay with that too.
Yep, I am right there with you.
But it's funny though too, like you mentioned taking off the watch. Sometimes we get so caught up in like the data and all the things and like paying attention to your pace that sometimes I feel like that holds us back. So taking that away and just sending it, sometimes that's the way to do it.
Exactly. I call them my naked runs. It's where I just
Yeah.
I my watch may be on my arm. I either don't turn it on, or I just purposely, as I'm going out the door, just put my watch aside, and it's some of the best, most amazing runs that I'll ever have. I have no idea what my pace is, but I feel fantastic.
Yes, I agree. Sometimes that's all we need.
Yep. So do you have training plan or is it just all by feel?
I kind of do a little bit of both. When I trained for JFK, it was the first time I had actually ever used a run coach, but I found one that I already was acquainted with and that is spiritual and faith-based. And it was a really fun experience, but I don't really like being told what to do a lot.
That's awesome.
That was hard for me. That was really hard, but the benefit at the end was incredible, and I really enjoyed the whole experience. But most of the time, I'm training by myself.
Yeah, and that's good.
I
It's got to be
run.
hard to figure out when you get out for a run with four kids and school and getting the hubby off to service and everything. Yeah.
It takes dedication and purpose. I have to manage my time wisely because training for an ultra is no small feat. It takes a
No.
lot of time when you're out running, 20 miles at a time and you're gone for hours. But I'm very lucky. I have a very supportive family that supports me and all my crazy, crazy things I like to do.
That's awesome.
They help me a lot. But yes, carving out the time, and sometimes you're running early in the morning, sometimes late at night. You just fit it in when and where you can. And I really had to learn, especially as my kids got older, and their schoolwork got a little more and they had more to do, that I really kind of had to take a little step back, and that was okay. Like, I just had to give up a little more of my time, but I was happy to do it for them. And I still am happy to do it for them, but also finding time to do the things I love. So it's got to find the healthy balance.
There you go. That is awesome. Do any of the kids ever go for a run with you?
Yeah, absolutely. When they were really small, I would have the Bob stroller and they would get in and go for runs with me. And then as they got a little older, they would all ride bikes with me. And then my oldest, she's 17, so she has a definite interest in running and she has ran multiple races with me.
Cool.
And her and I actually trained for a 10K earlier this year. So she ran her first 10K and did amazing. I was really proud of
Awesome.
her. She worked really hard. But yeah, they have an interest, and I think it's important for us as parents, to set that healthy example for our kids and for them to see us, going after big goals and making moves. And I've really seen the benefit of that in my own children.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your platform on Instagram, because obviously that's where I connected with you, because you seem very purposeful about what you're doing on Instagram.
So I actually took a few years off of Instagram, deleted most of all of my social media, and I was kind of in this weird, weird place. We moved from Southern California to Virginia, and I have a gym, so I had my squat rack and everything set up in my garage, and I was out there working out one day, and I was like, God, what do you want me to do? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? I have all these goals and dreams and all these things, but I can't do them without you. And I feel like I need to do something. And I heard his voice, like, just tell me to be loud and to be bold and to put myself out there and to help spread his word. And so that's what I did. I started a new Instagram in 2023, and my goal with it was, yes, running because I love it, but my platform was built on my belief in Jesus and helping other people to see the truth and the light and help people maybe even understand Jesus, because I feel like that's really important. But just to be able to spread his message and in a positive way, and I feel like he put me here for a reason, and I'm gonna keep going with it for as long as he allows me to.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I've noticed that. Now, we've had a lot happen recently, and you posted probably one of the most beautiful, very well-worded posts about the Charlie Kirk murder that I've seen. And
Thank you.
y How long did it take you to assemble those words? Because they were beautiful. It was one of the best I've read. So,
Thank you so much. That really came from my heart, and I just wanted to pour that out. And I had the platform to do it, so I went for it. You have to be bold and you have to be courageous, and you can't let fear keep you from doing what you are called to do. So I'm not going to let fear keep me from doing the things that God wants me to do. That really came from a heartfelt place. I actually wrote that sitting in the gym parking lot after a workout, after him and I had chatted and I prayed and, give me the right words to say. And I sat in my car and they just kind of flowed out. And that's what happened.
Oh yeah, it was really, really beautiful. Because I mean, it's like I've told people, Charlie Kirk was not a perfect human being. Good luck finding one. But you know
We're all
what?
human.
The one thing that I've told people is, yep, Charlie said some things that, probably some could take as insensitive. But you know what? The one thing that he had the ability to do was go, you know what? I probably didn't word that as best as possible, and he asked forgiveness. And
Right. He would own it. Yeah, absolutely.
he would own mistakes, and he would try and make it right, and he'd try to be better the next time. And
Right.
I think there's a place for that in our society that is definitely way too silent.
Absolutely. And I think as humans, everybody wants to be right. We have this thing where everybody wants to be right, and we want to prove our point, and we want to, make people believe the way we believe, but making somebody believe what you believe, I don't think is necessarily the way to go about it, right? We have to sit and listen and be able to have these conversations openly and understand where everybody is coming from. And that was the whole thing. Like, you see all the different politics, all the different sides, all the things, and just like Charlie, like I want to point people back to Jesus, not the right, not the left, not the middle, like none of those things. In the end, the only thing that matters is Jesus, and he's the one that's going to see us through. So it's really important to me to convey that to my followers. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the one that's going to get us through, not politics.
Yeah, I love that. You're doing a fantastic job of doing that, Brittany. How have you found
It's not
people's
me, it's
reaction
all
to your
God.
platform? I know it is, but I love the way that you're accepting the way that he points you in the right direction, and you're just being bold with it. That's
Well, thank you very
commendable.
much.
Yeah. So
It's
how have you found the message accepted, from your platform?
Well, from day one, I have put out there exactly who I am and exactly what am I building my platform on, which is Jesus. So most of my followers, they've already, it's not a surprise. They know my stance and what I believe and who I believe in. So you always get the few that, aren't necessarily happy with it, but most people have been encouraging and positive. So it's been okay.
Have you found that even if people disagree, that they do it respectfully?
For the most part, I would say yes. I feel like we have Charlie really opened up a conversation, about how to talk and debate and be respectful. And I feel like most people I've encountered, I have a lot of friends that don't even believe the way I do. And I'm still their friend. Like that doesn't make a difference to me. And they know how I feel. I know how they feel, and it's okay. So
Yeah. Awesome. So
yeah.
where do you see your platform going from here?
I'm going to keep being bold. I'm going to keep putting Jesus's name out there. I'm going to keep spreading the good news. So that's my only goal, is to keep him in the center, because although social media and all the things, they're very me focused, me, myself, and I want mine to be a tad different. I want to keep the focus on him and not necessarily me. But he's given me this running platform as a way to do that. So I want to
That's
just
awesome.
continue to do that. Yeah.
That is awesome. Cool. Well, I'm going to ask you a question as we close, and it's about when you hear living in Ultralife, what the first thing that pops into your head.
Living an ultra life, going after something that you want boldly and courageously.
Thank you so much, Brittany, for joining me. This has been an absolute blast,
Absolutely.
And I've loved chatting with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is something so out of my comfort zone, but you know, when God opens doors, I don't say no. And I had such
go.
A great time. So thank
well,
you for
you
having
rocked
me.
It. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.